Well, from hearing aids to people to a condition which is very, very serious, and so far 65 million people worldwide have been infected with this bug, is of course HIV. One of the big problems with HIV is that once you're infected, it's very hard to flush the virus out of the body. It seems to have this ability to lurk in the body undetected for the lifetime of the individual who's infected. So you can use drugs that can target the active virus and effectively destroy it, but it always seems to come back from somewhere. And now a group of researchers at Brigham Young University in the States, led by Greg Burton, have managed to track down where these viruses reoccur from. Where do they go? Where do they hide? And that's what they found. So they took patients who had HIV and followed them over a period of time, even right through until the time when they died of usually an AIDS-related illness, and they got tissue from them, and they looked specifically at their lymph nodes, which are the glands that come up when you have an infection, and they tracked down a kind of cell in there called a follicular dendritic cell. And these are very important to the immune system because they're like, a bit like an octopus with many arms coming off the cell. And their job, normally, is to grab antigens. These are bits of bacteria and viruses that we're exposed to, and present them to the immune system so the immune system knows what to recognise and how to recognise it and how to respond to it. And what they found is that HIV has learned how to adapt so that it can stay stuck onto these follicular dendritic cells and loiter there in an intact and infectious state for years. So when they got these cells out, they were able to find examples of versions of the virus that these people had carried many months, in some cases years previously, during their illness. And so what they're saying now is, well, if we can find a way to detach the virus from these cells, then it might be possible to treat them, because you can actually get rid of this reservoir of virus that continuously reseeds the body, because every time your cells from the immune system come through these lymph nodes to find out what they should be responding to, they get reinfected. And if you can break that cycle, it might be possible to have an inroad into how HIV causes disease.
And so can we do that? Have they found a way of breaking into those cells?
Well, no, but then this is just an initial observation that that's probably what's leading to it. And so if we can find a way now to actually destroy that virus attached to these cells, that might be a really useful way to actually have an inroad into tackling HIV. The obvious question to ask is, well, why should these cells want to hang on to a live virus for so long? And what probably is going on, and this is a paper, if you want to read it, it's in the Journal of Virology this month. What they've actually suggested in their paper is that these cells probably act as sort of larders for antigens. So when you're exposed to an antigen, I don't know, you get a flu vaccine or something, some of the flu vaccine gets stored in these cells and periodically represented to the immune system to remind your immune system what it should be reacting to. And HIV has learned to exploit that system to its own advantages. So we just need to work out how to stop HIV doing that, but without disabling the rest of the function of the immune system, because it obviously does a very important job.
Sounds like another good signpost on how we're going to actually deal with these dreadful diseases. Now,